各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace be with you, brother and sister.
很高兴来到大家中间。
I'm so pleased to come and visit you.
就是过去我父亲母亲还有现在我的姐姐姐夫跟弟弟都一直在这间教会。
In the past, my parents, right now, my sister, my brother-in-law, and my brother all in this church together.
那今天能够来到这里分享神的信息。觉得很高兴，也很荣幸。
So I feel pleased and honored to share God's message with you.
我的题目是守主餐。
Today we're going to observe Lord's Supper.
为什么要守主餐？
Why do we keep the Lord's Supper?
有人觉得守主餐很麻烦啊，今天又要守主餐，真麻烦，又要多待十分钟。
Something is cumbersome. It takes 10 extra minutes.
不要嫌麻烦。
It's not about trouble.
因为主餐是主耶稣的命令。
So it's command from Jesus.
主对门徒说：“你们当如此行，为的是纪念我。”
Because Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me."
教会顺服主的命令，主就会与教会同在。
So we submit, then His presence will be with us.
在大使命当中，主对门徒说：“凡我所吩咐你们的，都教训他们遵守，我就常与你们同在，直到世界的末了。”
So in the Great Commandment, so teach them, I'll be with you to the end of the earth.
一间教会以正确的认识和态度来守主餐，能够使教会变得健康，而且会有生命力。
The proper attitude to observe the supper will keep the church health and grow.
教会怎么样守主餐所表现出来的是这个教会的属灵状态。
So how we observe the Lord's Supper reflect the spiritual status.
那历史上第一间教会在耶路撒冷形成之后，门徒就聚在一起，遵守使徒的教训，彼此交接擘饼、祈祷。那个擘饼就是守主餐。
So the first church in Jerusalem, they break the bread. That's observe Lord's Supper.
那结果呢，就是主与教会同在，主将得救的人数。天天加给他们。
So God's presence with them and increase their number tremendously.
就是我讲到的话比较少那个煽情的成分。
So I'm not emotional in my preaching.
我会做的就是照圣经跟弟兄姐妹来分解神的话。
So I only preach from the Bible to share with brothers.
但今天一开始的时候会稍微例外一下，我会给大家复习一下教会历史。
So, today may be some exception. I'm going to review the history of the church.
为的是我们在主餐这个名词跟它的使用，就是我们脑子里想的是一样的东西。
So there's a different nomenclature about the Lord's Supper. Some may think they're the same.
马丁路德于1517年宗教改革，从此以后基督信仰就分成新教跟旧教，那我们华人把新教称为基督教，旧教称为天主教。
So after Reformation, we split Christianity into Protestant and Catholic.
那请问新教跟旧教有什么不一样？
So what's the difference between the two?
主要是两方面。
In two aspects.
第一是对玛利亚的定位。
So first is the status of Mary.
那第二就跟我们有关系了，就是第二就是对教会礼仪的解释。
So second, it's about the procedures, a protocol of the church.
玛利亚的定位。
And the status of Mary in the protocol.
那天主教把玛利亚定位为神的母亲，所以信徒可以向她敬拜，可以向她祷告。
So Catholic, because Mary is Jesus' mother, so the Catholics can preach.Can pray to her and ask her blessing.
那基督教说，哦，我们只敬拜独一的真神，玛利亚是一个凡人。
And Protestant only observe one only true God.
所以不可以向他敬拜祷告。
So Mary is a human being, so she's no position for us to pray to.
那大家知道基督教很多宗派，关于这一点，所有基督教宗派都是完全一致的，就没有问题。
So, one and only God among Protestants, there's no argument.
那问题出在教会礼仪，特别是敬礼跟主餐。
So, but what about baptism and Lord's Supper?
关于敬礼，天主教说， 人一出生就有原罪。
So, as for baptism, because the original thing, according to Catholic,
受洗可以洗去人的原罪。
So baptism can wash away the original sin.
所以要给婴儿受洗。
So that's why there's a baby baptism.
大家听明白了。
So do you understand this?
那关于主餐。
In about Lord's Supper.
天主教说，当你领主餐的时候，那个饼跟杯就会起了一个非常神奇的变化，就是那个饼真的就变成基督的身体，那个杯真的就变成主所流出来的血。那你吃了之后就可以成圣，而且可以蒙福。
So there's a special, there's a miracle in communion. The bread and cup can change you and give you some spirituality and holiness.
请大家注意，就是天主教他认为那个礼的本身有圣化的功能。
So you sanctify through Catholic procedures.
就那个水，那个水真的可以洗去你的罪。
So the water can really wash away your sin.
然后那个饼跟杯真的是主的血跟肉，吃了之后可以使你成圣。
So bread and cup really is Jesus' body and his blood can make you become saint.
这样讲大家听得明白吗？
So are you clear on this?
Okay. 那基督教对于好重点好基督教对于教会礼仪有不同的看法。
So Protestants have different views.
有两个决定的因素。
So there are two determining factors.
一个是圣经。
One is Bible.
还有一个是教会的传统。
And a tradition of the church.
那有些基督教的宗派，好比说路德会、长老会、圣公会这些所谓的主流教会。
Some talk about the main denominations among Protestants.
就弟兄姐妹，你可能从不同的背景出来的，也许我说到你的背景了。
So brothers and sisters here may all came from different backgrounds.
那这些教会他们要同时顾虑到两样东西，就是圣经跟圣经的教导，还有天主教的传统，所以他们你会发现他们有婴儿洗礼。
So because the teaching of the Bible and Catholicism, their tradition, that's why there's.
然后也有圣餐。
So Holy Communion and baby baptism.
大家注意，我说圣餐，没有说主餐。他们说圣餐。
So they have Holy Communion versus Lord's Supper.
就是除了不承认玛利亚之外呢，他们在礼仪上非常的接近天主教。
So other than disallowed Mary to be worshipped, and the rest is quite similar.
那我们这间是浸信会，是吧？
So we're baptism here, baptists.
浸信会说我们不管传统，我们只听圣经的。
So we all talk about Bible, based.
所以浸信会是宗教改革的最彻底的。
The Reformation is so thorough among the Baptists.
因为圣经上说是信而受浸的必然得救，所以说你要先信主后受浸。
So you have to have faith, then be baptized to be saved.
那个婴儿信都没信，他受什么洗
？So for baby, because they have no faith and their baptism doesn't count.
等他长大信主了再说。
So until you can make your own decision growing up.
那关于主餐，我们认为说，圣经说你们要如此行，为的是纪念我。
And in the Bible say you do this in remembrance of me about Lord's Supper.
所以那饼跟杯是象征性的，是用来纪念主耶稣基督在十字架上为我们舍身流血。
So the bread and cup is symbolic that Jesus died for us on the cross.
Yeah. 复习完了。
So this is the simple review.
就这些东西什么意思呢？就是大家可以把它在脑子里存档入库，变成一个背景知识。
So what's the meaning? This should be your database.
就好像说，我们一般生活中，你看啊，这红灯就要停止，绿灯可以走。那这个是一个背景知识，你不需要一天到晚拿出来讲。但是你知道的话就很安全，不知道的话就很危险。
Just like traffic light is in your database. If you don't do it, then you may be in danger.
我刚刚所讲的，我用几个投影片，这我自己操作是吧？
So yeah, so let's look at the PowerPoint.
我就是读一遍就是了。
So let's probably go through it.
有两个名词啊，我们浸信会用的是第一个名词，我们讲的是礼仪啊，
The Baptist church talk about ordinance.
它有四个特征。第一个，它是主耶稣基督亲自设立的。
Because it's a right obtained by the Lord.
第二，它是象征性的。
And also symbolic.
第三，你这样去做，是因为主这样命令了，你去顺服主。
So we do it because we obey the Lord.
那这是浸信会跟一些基督教的宗派。好比说宣道会啊、门诺会啊等等的，是这样做的。
So most Baptists and some Christian denomination observe these ordinances.
啊，圣礼哈。
And then about sacrament.
两个礼拜前我跟师母去参加一个丧礼，那个死的人是天主教徒，然后他们在丧礼中，他们也要有这个圣礼，就是他们的守圣餐。
So 2 weeks ago, me and my wife attend a Catholic funeral. They observed sacraments as well.
他们认为这个圣餐的话，就是流通上帝恩典的一个管道。
So it's a channel that conveys God's grace.
这样讲听得懂吗
？You understand this?
就是你去把那个饼跟杯吃进去的时候，真的是把神的恩典吃进去。
So when you take the bread and the blood, you're really taking God's grace.
所以那个东西不是象征性，那个是真的东西。
It's not only symbolic and it's a substantial.
所以你做的时候，你是在领受神的恩典。
So you're receiving God's grace on the spot.
那这是天主教跟一些基督教的宗派是这样子的。
So Catholic and some Christian denomination.
主餐跟圣餐两个名词的使用。
So there's a difference between Lord's Supper and Communion.
那主餐当然就是主的晚餐的简写了，我们也叫做主的杯哈，主的桌子哈，主的桌子。
The Lord's Supper is about Lord's table.
它是一个礼仪，所以它是象征性的。
So it's a symbolic ordinance.
我们看那个圣餐哈。
And about communion,
就是它可以是多半的时候是指圣礼哈，就是它是实质性的。
So it's a substantial sacrament.
有些人也把它当作是一种礼仪，所以就会有点，好比说我说守主餐的时候，你们就知道说我守主餐的时候，那个饼跟杯对我来说是象征性的。但是当有一个人跟说哦，我在守圣餐的时候，你就不知道说他到底是把它当作是象征性的，他还是真的在吃，把它当作是主的肉跟血这样吃进去。就因为那个讲到圣餐的时候，有两种可能性。
To some symbolic, to some substantial.
那我们来看看，就是这个字哈，这 communion 这个字哈。
So let's look at the communion.
所以它可能有两种不同的意思。
There are two meanings.
那这个字眼其实是一个好的字眼，它代表新约里的那个团契的观念，那个 koinonia。
So actually, it's a good word, koinonia, in the New Testament.
它表示我们跟主耶稣基督的团契，还有跟弟兄姐妹、其他信徒之间的团契。
It's about fellowship with Christ and fellowship with other believers.
好，那教会礼仪的先决条件。
So what's the prerequisite for church ordinances?
就我们为什么会有这个东西？它必须符合三个条件。
So there's three criteria why we have to do this.
第一个是耶稣基督亲自设立的。
Because it was ordained by Christ.
第二是使徒的教导。
Also taught by the apostles.
第三是初期教会的遵守，那这个我们在圣经上都可以看得到。
And observed by the early churches, so we can see it from the Bible.
这个大家可以听吗？
So can you understand?
好，教会的两个礼仪。
So there are two ordinances from church.
一个是敬礼，一个是主餐。
The first baptism, the second is the Lord's Supper.
就我们信主的人那个属灵的旅程上，敬礼是一个起初的礼。
So baptism is the beginning of our spiritual journey.
你信主之后马上就受敬，没什么好等的。
So it's an initial rite. When you believe, you should get baptized.
所以受敬的对象是初信者。
It's for new believers.
那主餐是一个持续的礼，就是说我们隔段时间固定的都要去守的。
So the Lord's Supper is ongoing and continuous rite.
那它是对象是受浸的信徒。
Only for baptized believers.
现在是今天讲到的主题，就是为什么要守主餐。
Now we're talking about the gist of today's sermon, purpose for observing the Lord's Supper.
就刚刚讲的那些是背景知识了。
So after those background information,
我希望弟兄姐妹，我讲完今天讲完之后，大家可以把它存起来。
So we should file these information as our database.
好，那我们看。今天我们守主餐的目的有三个，第一个是纪念主，第二个是省察自己，第三个是联合教会。
The three purpose: to remember the Lord, to examine self, and to unite the church.
第一个是为了纪念主。
First is in remembrance of me.
我把圣经读一下。
So、let's read the Bible.
主耶稣被卖的那一夜，拿起饼来祝谢了，就拨开说：“这是我的身体，为你们舍的。”你们应当如此行，为的是纪念我。
The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me."
这些经文告诉我们，第一个，这个主餐是怎么来的。
So this tells us the origin of the Lord's Supper.
保罗说：“我当日传给你们的是，原是从主领受的。”这个是耶稣基督吩咐教会去做的。
So Paul said, "This is the demand from Christ, command from Christ."
弟兄姐妹，这一点非常的重要。
So this is the vital point.
你就是教会，如果觉得说只是行礼如仪的话，是一个教会的仪式，那是一回事。但是如果
If you just go through the motion,
如果教会在做的时候，你这个属灵的整体知道说我们现在在顺服主的吩咐，那是完全另外一回事。
As spiritual body, it means we obey the Lord's command. Then that's a different.
主餐它不是人发明的一个宗教仪式，是直接从主领受的。
So it's not ordinance invented by people, but command from God.
然后这里面用的是命令句。
So this is the order.
就说我们去做的时候是在顺服主的命令。
Because that's his order in do this in remembrance of me.
他并不是一个邀请说哦我可以做或者我想做就做不想做就不做。
This is not a request, but a demand.
就是看你。顺服主还是不顺服主？你去做的时候是在顺服主的命令，不做的话就是说我选择不要顺服主。
So it's a free will to decide whether you submit to the Lord's command.
然后这句话用的是复数，就是他是对众门徒说的。
And he's talk about plural, so to all the believers.
如果我在家里我。买了葡萄汁，然后买了很多饼干，我自己守主餐，可不可以
？So if you get a bread and cup at home, just observe the supper by yourself. Is that okay?
可以吧
？Yes. No.
Wait.
Maybe. No.
是这个主的命令是给众门徒的。
Yeah, that his demand is for peoples, not just one person or two.
我们可以透过现在的科技在网上，但大家一起来守主餐，但还是你还是在一起守，这个主餐是必须一起守的。
Through technology, we can do it together virtually, but still not just by ourselves.
那主餐的目的是要纪念主。
The purpose is in remembrance of the Lord.
你看我们守主餐的时候有两样东西，对不对？
So there's two items.
那个饼跟杯。
The bread and the cup.
那个饼是代表什么意思呢
？So what's the meaning of the bread?
主耶稣说这个饼代表是我的身体为你们舍的。
So he talk about this his is this his body broke it.
那个杯是用我的血所立的约。
The cup is the blood for his covenant with us.
然后那个立就是守主餐的那个时间，最后晚餐是在耶稣基督钉十字架之前。
And the timing was right before he was crucified on the cross. the dinner before.
就我们纪念主啊，你说好了，我在纪念主。我想到主非常的柔和谦卑，我很爱主耶稣，这也算纪念主，对不对？
So you may think, okay, I think about God all the time. I submit to Him. So this is in remembrance of Him also.
或者有人纪念主说我，向主祷告，主垂听我的祷告，我非常的感谢主，我要纪念他。
So, or say, I pray to the Lord and give thanks to Him in remembrance of Him.
但是耶稣立主餐的时候，他很清楚的要我们纪念的是他的十字架。
But He mentioned clearly in remembrance of His crucifixion on the cross for us.
那个饼跟杯所代表的都是主的十字架。
This is a bread and cup, all about the crucifixion.
我 move 下一个。那我讲到的时候，都是有人替我放 slide。今天是我第一次自己 operate。
Usually someone do the PowerPoint for me.
好，在以赛亚书五十三章的这几节经文，我先读一下吧。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。应该还有一章。这是第十节啊，耶和华却定义将他压伤，使他受痛苦。耶和华以他为赎罪祭，他必看见后裔，并且延长年日。耶和华所喜悦的事，必在他手中亨通。
So this is Isaiah chapter 53 verses 5. But he was pierced for his transgression; he was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.Yet it was the Lord's will to crush him and cause him to suffer. And though the Lord makes his life an offering for sin, he will see his offsprings and prolong his days, and the will of the Lord will prosper in his hand.
好，所以我们守主餐的时候是纪念主耶稣为我们赎罪，用他的生命来为我们赎罪。
So in remembrance of Jesus dying for our sin with his own body.
再多一层，就是他为什么为我们赎罪
？Furthermore, why does he need to redeem our sin?
唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神的爱就在此向我们显明了。
But God demonstrated His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us.
再来，主为我们舍命，我们从此就知道何为爱，我们也当为弟兄舍命。
This is how we know that what love is. Jesus Christ laid down his life for us, and we ought to lay down our lives for our brothers and sisters.
圣经说耶稣为我们舍命，是因为他爱我们。
Jesus died for us because he loves us.
当我们守主餐的时候，我们纪念主耶稣对我们的爱。
So when we observe Lord's Supper in remembrance of his love for us.
这也是为什么要弟兄姐妹同在一起的时候才能够很恰当的守主餐。
So that's why we need brothers and sisters together to observe Lord's Supper.
因为基督的爱是主餐的根基，那弟兄姐妹彼此相爱是主餐的实践。
So the love is the origin of the Lord's Supper, but the practice, our love to brothers and sisters, is the practice of the love.
主耶稣基督他在十字架上的爱是救赎我们的灵魂，但是彼此相爱的话是可以救赎我们的人生。
So Jesus died for us on the cross, redeem our life. But when we love brother and sister, will redeem our.
你看，我们人这一辈子很容易会荒废掉，就是好像自己是童年的时候还是昨天的事情，但是一辈子就过得差不多了。
So time flies, it's so easy to waste your life. It seems like you were just a kid.
但是中间的那个日子是怎么过去的呢？
So what happened in between?
耶稣告诉我们，他启示我们说，只有彼此相爱，才能够救赎我们的人生。
So we need to love each other to redeem our life.
那弟兄姐妹，我们吃饼的时候，这饼跟杯，要记得自己是一个已经蒙救赎的人，我们的罪都在十字架上洗干净了。
So when we take the bread and cup, remember our sin was washed away by the blood on the cross.
那个杯代表什么意思？
So what's the meaning of the cup?
有没有人可以告诉我那个杯代表什么意思？
Anybody?
啊？代表主耶稣基督所流的宝血，对不对？
It's about his precious blood shed for us.
有没有别的意思呢？
Any other meaning?
圣经的话是这样说的，说这杯是用我的血与你们所立的约。
But also about the, also about.
所以它代表的是什么？代表那个约是吧？
It's also about the covenant.
是说这个约是用流血所立的，是永远不能改的约，所以不是纪念耶稣流血，而是他用那个血所成就的那个约。
Because the love through this covenant, that means it's permanent.
这就是为什么我们守主餐的时候要知道自己在，就是他的意思了哈。
So that's why we really need to know the meaning.
这个约就是所谓的新约，是吧？
The covenant is about the new covenant.
在希伯来书的话就有告诉我们这新约的内容哈。八章第十节说：“我要将我的律法放在他们里面，写在他们心上，我要做他们的神。”他们要做我的子民。
Hebrew chapter 8 verses 10, I will put my laws in their minds and write them on their hearts. I will be their God and they will be my people.
好，现在我把这些把它合在一起吧。
So right now I combine everything together, put it together.
吃那个饼的时候是向后看，对不对？
So when we take the bread, it's kind of looking back.
看到主已经在十字架上为我舍身。那我的罪已经被赦免了，这是向后看，是吧？
So we looking back, our sins were washed away by the blood on the cross.
那个领那个杯的时候是向前看。
So taking the cup is looking forward.
看到主跟我立了约。
Because it's about the covenant between us and God.
他是我的神，我是他的子民，我的一辈子哈，只要活一天，我一生的日子，主会与我同在。
I live for him because he's my God, I'm his people.
Also,
wait until he comes again.
两个观念就是表明主的死。
About his death?
也可以翻成就是把它摆出来，把它陈列出来，把它拿出来给别人看。
So demonstrate the importance of his death for us.
就我们在守主餐的时候，是把主的死拿出来给别人看。
So we show the importance that Jesus died for us.
只等到他来。
Until his return.
大家有没有觉得有点矛盾
？It's contradictory.
你表明他的死，死人怎么会再来呢？
So how can dead person return?
所以圣经这里也就强调我们所信的神是一位从死里复活的神。
Because he's a resurrecting God.
他有一天会再来接我们。
And he will come and receive us.
守主餐的第二个目的是为了要省察自己。
Also, the Lord's Supper is to examine ourselves.
所以无论何人不按理吃主的饼喝主的杯就是干饭主的身主的血了。
So then whoever eats the bread and drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body.
好，人应当自己省察，然后吃着饼喝着杯，因为人吃喝若不分辨是主的身体，就是吃喝自己的罪了。
Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink from the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning the body of Christ eat and drink judgment on themselves.
那这个是守主餐的第二个目的，就是省察自己。
So we need to examine ourselves before taking the Lord's Supper.
两方面的省察。
So there's a two aspect.
一个是真理上的省察，那第二个是行为的省察。
It's about truth and about behavior.
这就是为什么我刚才请问弟兄姐妹，就是那个圣经的意思了。 就是这里讲的若不分辨是主的身体，就是其实是一个真理上的省察，就是
discerning the body in Christ is about discerning the truth.
就是你知不知道你领的是什么东西？
Do you know what you are observing?
就是这一小片饼跟一小杯的葡萄汁，它的属灵的含义所代表的是主的身体跟主的约。
So the spiritual meaning about the bread and cup is about his body and his covenant.
那如果不分辨的话，你就把吃下去之后有没有后果呢？
So there's a consequence without discernment.
所以如果是这样的话，就吃喝自己的罪了。
If you don't, then you drink judgment on yourself. Eat and drink judgment.
下面那一节接着是说，在你们中间有好些软弱的跟患病的，死的也不少，就是说因为吃喝自己的罪。
Yeah, also the weak.And the feeble will eat and drink judgment on themselves.
这是真理上的省察，还有一个就是行为上的省察。
And also discern our behavior.
大家知不知道我们为什么会有这个哥林多前书第十一章
？So why we have 1 Corinthians chapter 11?
大家有没有注意到说这里是28节、29节
？So it's verses 28 and 29.
那前面讲什么
？What about before verses 28?
我读一下前面的，就是17节、18节说。我现今吩咐你们的话不是，我不晓得我们这有没有写的呀。我现今吩咐你们的话不是称赞你们，是因为你们聚会，不是受益，乃是遭损。第一，我听说你们聚会的时候彼此分门别类。
In the following directives, I have no praise for you, for you meetings do more harm than good. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you.
因为他们聚会的时候分门别类，所以后来。保罗才讲了这一堆关于主餐的事情。
And because of division, that's why Paul wrote those verses about the Lord's Supper.
所以这个行为上的省察，就一方面我们可以省察说，哦，那我过去这个月吧，哈，有没有做了一些得罪主跟得罪人的地方？我们守主餐的时候，安静下来，默想，省察我们的行为。
So meditate the past months whether we did something offend anybody.
但是他注意到这个分门别类，所以特别要省察的一个就是，我是不是在排斥一个人，或者是一群人。
So about division is that we reject others or forming a clique.
我是不是不愿意接受一些跟我不一样的人。
I'm willing to accept different people and different opinion.
那我在我教会派主餐的时候比较凶一点。
So I'm pretty strict about Lord's Supper.
我每次都会跟他们说，我们教会呢不分白人黑人。
So there's no racial differences.
不分大陆来的，台湾来的。
Your country of origin, Taiwan or mainland China.
如果你分门别类的话，你今天不要守主餐。
So if you forming clique, you don't deserve to observe Lord's Supper.
就是不要干犯主的身跟主的血，以免吃喝自己的罪。
Otherwise, you bring judgment to yourself.
这就来到我们最后第三个守主餐的目的，就是联合教会。
Then bring us the third purpose to unite the church.
我看 ，good. 就弟兄姐妹，你会不会觉得说，我们大家一起来分享这个饼跟杯？它那个画面是一个非常美的画面。
It should be a wonderful picture that we all share the bread and cup together.
我觉得这是一间教会对一个分歧的世界所能做的最美的跟最有力的见证。
So this is the perfect witness to this divided world.
你看现在的社会是高度分歧。
So right now, the society is so divided.
有人在许多的层面来强调自己的不同。
So everybody talk about their own differences.
可是我们却在守主餐。
But we are observed the Lord's Supper.
强调什么呢？
And what's the main point?
强调我们在基督里的合一。
So we are united in Christ.
所以我们所祝福的杯岂不是统领基督的血吗？我们所擘开的饼岂不是统领基督的身体吗？
So we're taking his body and his blood together.
我们虽多人是一个饼一个身体，因为我们都是分受这一个饼。
Because there's only one loaf, We are many as one body, for we all shared the one loaf.
如果一间教会里的人来自四面八方，什么地方的人都有了，不一样。对了，没错，他们的确是不一样，但是大家却彼此接纳，彼此相爱，在基督里成为一家人。那请问这个，就是这个见证有多大的力量？
We have different backgrounds. We come together, accept each other, love each other. What a wonderful witness it will be.
我在教会里带主餐的时候，有时候会给他们打个比方。我说你们有没有注意到，这里讲的是一个饼跟一个杯哦，是单数哦。
So I use the analogy is singular, one bread and one cup.
当初教会是怎么守主餐的
？So how the original church observed the Lord's Supper?
它也不像我们现在，这么干净，分的一片一饼啊，一个一个小小的杯子这样子，就是一个饼一个杯。
So right now we have a communion pack.
然后在主里面非常感恩的心来一起领受。
In the first church, they all shared the cup and bread together.
当初有很多是社会低阶层的人。
Many low-level person in society joined.
那有些是奴仆。
And some slaves.
现在来了一个罗马贵族。
And then if a Roman royalty showed up.
他是高高在上，他是贵族。
So it's belong to high society.
但是他真心信主了。
But he's a Christian.
然后弟兄姐妹一起聚会。
So we gather together.
很开心的在守主餐
，Happily observed Lord's Supper。
一个杯，这是主所祝福的杯，他们就 pass， 每个人喝一口。
So they pass the cup blessed by the Lord. Everybody sip.
他旁边坐的这是一个奴隶，他家的奴隶，脏脏臭臭的。
And he was sitting next to a slave, maybe dirty and smelly.
传了他旁边的人先喝一口。
So they drank from the cup together.
传给旁边这个罗马贵族。
And pass it on to the Roman royalty next to him.
他喝还是不喝
？So did he drink it or not?
这个他才喝过，他喝还是不喝
？So should he drink or should he not?
他也喝一口，又传给旁边的人。
So he drank and passed it along.
这比较接近说当初的那个画面。
So this is the original picture of a Lord's Supper.
那个饼来了也是一个人拨一块，传给旁边的，一个人再掰一块。
So really, a one big bread and everybody.
当他们守这个主餐的时候，就真的是在主里面成为一家人。
So we're one in Christ.
所以那个是一个非常强而有力的一个画面。
So it's a strong and beautiful picture.
你看我们现代的社会。
Right now, reflecting on our own society.
族群之间彼此排斥。
So each group reject the others.
政治立场或意识形态不同的人彼此的厌恶。
Political ideology, we hate each other.
那是不是大家很喜欢分裂
？So it's all we love divisions.
其实人心非常的厌倦分裂。
Actually, human heart long for unity.
人心都渴望合一，对。
They don't like division.
只是做不到。
But we can't do it.
想要合，但是合不起来。
The body's willing, but the spirit's weak.
一想到我跟你之间有什么不同的时候，就心里就很厌恶。
So we all think about the differences, then hate each other.
那个墙很高，但是看不见。
Yeah, sometimes it's not in the plain sight, but it's there.
那如果就是。社会上的人，他们很意外的发现，有一个地方做到了。
So if they accidentally discover one place can be in unity,
就在那个地方的人，他们背景不同的人，政治立场不同的人，可以彼此相爱，那个见证的力量有多大呢？
Different ground, different ideology, but they love each other. So what a strong, powerful witness.Will be.
所以是教会嘛，是教会把自己的美好的见证带到社会里面去，还是教会把社会里的分歧带到自己的教会里面来
？Should church bring the unity into society, or should we bring the division from society into the church？
那当我们守主餐的时候，不就是这回事吗
So that's the purpose of the Lord's Supper.
你还在搞什么挺川普的还是反川普的？守什么主餐？
So if you anti-Trump or pro-Trump, then don't bother to observe the Lord's Supper.
就是如果基督都不能够使你合一的话，你干嘛守主餐呢？
If we don't have unity in Christ, why bother observe the Lord's Supper?
但是相反的，如果我们在主里面这合一、彼此相爱的时候，那是多么好的一个见证，多么有力量的一个见证。
On the other hand, unity in love in Christ, what a wonderful witness it will be.
我们所祝福的杯是统领基督的血，我们所擘开的饼是统领基督的身体。我们虽多，仍是一个身体。
So there's one loaf, one cup, one body.
那弟兄姐妹，每次守主餐的时候，我们都是在联合教会。
So we unite the church when we observe the Lord's Supper.
提醒，就是我们提醒自己，跟我一起领这个饼跟领杯的人，他是我一家人。
Reminding ourselves, we observe Lord's Supper as a family.
哦，我们马上就要守主餐。你说我已经信主了，我接受过水礼了，那感谢主，你是一个心里面有主耶稣基督的人。
We're going to observe Lord's Supper. If you're baptized, praise the Lord. You have the Lord in your heart.
现在就是主怎样接纳了你，你也怎样接纳别人。
God accept you, you should accept others.
我们一起守主餐，纪念的是主耶稣基督的十字架。
So we observed Lord's Supper for the cross.
因为主是我们的和睦，将两下合而为一，是拆毁了中间隔断的墙。
So he's a peace for us and breaking the barrier.
那我们是存着感恩的心来这里一起领主的饼跟主的杯。
In Thanksgiving, we observed the cup and the bread.
我们爱我们周围的弟兄姐妹。
We love the brother and sister around us.
主爱我，主也爱他们。
God loves us and God loves them.
那这样的守主餐是教会给一个分裂的社会最美好、最有力量的见证。
So this is the most beautiful and wonderful witness to a divided society.
下面是守主餐。那我们现在一起来守主餐。
So let's observe the Lord's Supper together.